This building was designed back in 1914, 1917. This is initial construction by the architect Arthur Pillsbury. Besides being extremely famous for the area, he was the first licensed architect in Bloomington. And then there was another wing that was added on in 1930s, and then a final north wing that was added on in 1975. He had nothing to do with that. It's a fantastic old building designed in the collegiate Gothic style slash like an English manor. And just lots of wonderful things to preserve.
It sounds like you were excited to tackle this project.
I was. I have a long history of multifamily housing experience. I haven't been able to exercise that as of late. So when this project came along in our office, I definitely wanted to be a part of that. I can also say that historic preservation remodels, all the challenges of remodel, plus additional challenges of trying to preserve and expose and showcase fantastic features of those buildings that we want to preserve.
So what were you able to showcase, preserve, and work into your design?
There's lots of things. And how that was decided is we talked to the Historic Preservation Agency, and they did an extensive inventory walk through the building, as did we, and identified items they would like to keep and worked with the developer and what they can, afford and work in the budget, what they can functionally make work while improving the building for energy conservation and for just to make it functional apartments. Then we started doing the great design work of how can we include these? How can we make them great? Like, we are so proud we got to keep the terrazzo floors in the corridor, lockers in the corridor. You got to take out the drop ceilings, the acoustical tile ceilings, and expose all the great plaster work on the walls and the ceiling, including these ornate cornices, I guess they call them.
I think it's interesting the blackboards are still in the rooms.
So this is probably a testament and one of the philosophies at Farnsworth Group, just detail oriented. It was primarily two of our architects in our office, Aaron Neal and Samantha Hill, along with Historic Preservation, that did an extensive inventory of all of the blackboards in the school building and all of the doors, all the divided light doors for the entrance rooms and all the closet doors inside the classrooms, because reconfiguring the spaces, a lot of these things cannot be used in their original locations. Some things we could as much as possible. And that's why a lot of the units now have either those historic doors as their entrances, or those doors are shut with nothing behind them, so you can still see them in the hallway, but they don't lead anywhere just because they didn't work with the apartment plans. And also why in the units themselves, we have a lot of blackboards, which the tenants I think are excited about. Be able to put those on new walls, hopefully where appropriate, sometimes in the bedroom, sometimes in the living rooms where they could fit. We could also save a lot of the original flooring, nice small width boards, wood flooring. Common spaces include a library, a fitness room, a community space, and all of those were nicely retrofitted into what was the old girls' gymnasium. The girls' gymnasium being a smaller space than the larger boys' gymnasium.
So the boys' gymnasium, which housed Game Time Gym, I think most recently, what's happening with that?
Yeah, and that's one of the sacrifices the project in whole had to make finances work and to make the affordable housing affordable. Was there's two large rooms in the middle of the building. There's a two-story auditorium, and then there's a two-story boys' gymnasium. Wonderful spaces, but for this project, they had to be closed off and are left unused in a preserved state, so that sometime in the future, should the owner or somebody else want to do something with them, all the historic features are still intact and ready to be reused.
Architect Michael Burgess from Farnsworth Group, thanks so much.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Colleen Reynolds. Next up, we're going to talk with 73-year-old Wanda Sigler, who's been in the new Washington Senior Apartments for about a week now.
I can't shovel the driveway anymore, or mow, or anything. Age caught up to me. When this became available, I jumped at it because I went to school here. I have wonderful memories from here. Spent 3 years of my life here.
Tell me what appealed to you besides the nostalgia.
It's comfortable, it's homey, it's very secure, quiet. You wouldn't really think about quiet, but then you think, are we all going to have loud parties? Probably not. But anyway, it's the comfort.
Pretty high ceilings.
Yes.
And lots of storage. Talk about the storage.
These used to be science rooms. Science classrooms, science and biology. And there's all these built-in cupboards because of all the equipment and this and that and the petri dishes and the microscopes and whatever. So there's, well, six or eight in each room covered with doors, and it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. Like, all my stuff gets to be behind closed doors, but I know it's in there.
Is that why you picked this unit in particular?
Yes.
Anything else about it?
The size. I think it's a very good size. It's 2-bedroom. My friend and I looked, she and I went to school here together, she and I looked at some apartments. Now, each apartment has a different layout. And then I saw this one, and that was it.
Downsides of living here?
I don't like where I have to take the garbage, but, you know, you got to do a few things you don't like to do. I couldn't bring my washer and dryer because they don't run gas to individual apartments because of keeping the building historically correct. That's why I have blackboards.
And you started a tradition with those already.
I have. I decided, well, there's blackboards. Blackboards need chalk. So anybody who comes here, I ask them to sign in. And they are. And it's fun.
Are you looking forward to socializing with other people in the building?
Yes. Yes, I am. There are rooms downstairs. There's an exercise room. There will be a library, which I may contribute to. There's what looks to be a big party room with a kitchen on one corner. So, yeah, it'll be nice.
And they build these as affordable senior housing. Are they pretty affordable?
Well, this is a little bit less than my house payment. Not a whole bunch, but a little bit less. The water and the gas are furnished.
Knowing what you know and having looked at the housing stock for seniors, do you think Bloomington needs more of this?
I do. Like if a school closes, an elementary school closes, don't tear it down and build something else. Think about having an apartment building for seniors. This is 58 apartments in this building. That's only 58 of us. There's going to be a whole lot more of us.
Well, Wanda Sigler, I hope you make many more wonderful memories in the building. Thanks for talking with us.